A new film dramatizing Barrel Youth is getting positive reviews at major film festivals around the world. But on Wednesday, writer and director Andrew McLean showed the film to what he called his most important critics, the people of Barrow. KBRW's Jake Neer has more.
And I want to say thank you to everybody who's in the film, which I think is probably a lot of people in here, including this guy right here, Josiah Budkatuk, the star of the film. And he'll be around afterwards to sign autographs.
That's Inupiaq filmmaker Andrew McLean Wednesday night introducing his new movie On the Ice to a packed Barrow High School auditorium. The film is set in Barrow and was shot in and around the city last year. Since then, McLean has taken On the Ice around the world for screenings in Park City, Utah, Berlin, Germany, and Istanbul, Turkey. Along the way, it's been selected for competition at the 2011 Sundance Film Festival and won two major awards at the Berlin International Film Festival. But this week, the little town of Barrow, which gave rise to the film, got to experience it for the first time. After the screening, local resident Uleyman Rexford said he was taken aback.
In the end of the movie, we're in such shock and awe that, you know, we didn't know how to respond. We didn't know whether to clap or to stay in silence. It was intense. And to see everything portrayed in Barrow and things you're familiar to is awesome.
Rexford was one of the many audience members Wednesday who were also in the film. In his small role, he plays a member of the local search and rescue. Another audience member, Edith Nayak, was equally impressed.
Aloha. Aloha. We were so amazed. It's an awesome, awesome message, an awesome movie. And Barrow is the best. Andrew is going, he's going to go a long way.
The film follows two young Inupiat High School students, played by Josiah Putkatuk of Barrow and Frank Ireland of Nome. Putkatuk plays a wholesome young man with aspirations of a college education. His best friend, played by Ireland, is involved in a youth culture of drinking, partying, and drug use. While the two are out hunting, they accidentally kill another one of their friends when a fight breaks out. Instead of telling the truth of what happened, they get rid of the body and try to get away with murder. After the film was over Wednesday night, I waited my turn in line to talk to McLean about the screening.
How do you think it went?
It went great. It was, there were some butterflies, there were nerves, you know. Coming home, the stakes are really high, and everybody knows here, you know, everybody knows the truth, and so there's no hiding it from this audience, and you know, people really seem to like it, so that feels really great.
He says despite having played the movie for big names in the film industry nationally and internationally, he was most nervous before Wednesday's screening in Barrow. He says he's humbled by the outpouring of support in Barrow for the film.
You know, as a writer-director, I get called a filmmaker. In so many ways, I get too much credit for it because it requires the effort of so many people. And what I really hope that people get from this is how important they were to the process of making it. And I hope that people feel a sense of connection to it and feel a sense of ownership to it up here.
McLean says there aren't any plans yet to hold another screening in the area before a pending national and international release, but he says it's a priority of his to make sure as many Alaskans and Barrow residents see it as possible. In Barrow, I'm Jake Neer.